Good morning. Today is Sunday, August 9th, 2020. You are listening to the online podcast of the United Methodist Church of Petaluma. Welcome all. This is normally the time in our service when we would meet each other and pass the peace. We can't be together, so take a moment and think about somebody, call somebody, and offer them the peace of Christ.
Please join me in the call to worship. The hand of God rests upon this community, leading us to be a shelter, a present help in the midst of the storm. Let us be aware, let us be clear that God is present. Let us open our hearts and our minds to this presence so that we might create and grow the sacred space around and between us. Let us take this time of worship and share it so that all our lives will be one life, giving act of worship to the Almighty God. Amen.
Call ourselves into a time of confession. In a world full of lies and deceits, God yearns for truth. Come, let us share our truth with the wonderful, loving God who even now offers the hand of healing and wholeness.
Prayer of confession. O God of love and justice, we live as a people caught in a storm. Around us rage the powers of anger and violence, the floods of disease and fear. It is not easy, Lord, to weather these storms, and too often we get caught up into their fury. Sometimes, Holy Spirit, we grow weary and frightened, and we lose our way and participate in the rising waters of judgment and blame. Sometimes, Lord Jesus, we take on the anger of the secular world, and we hurt and wound. Forgive us, we pray. Forgive us when we stray from the clear path of forgiveness and acceptance, the highway of hope and new life. Grant us courage in these days to love one another, even if we do not agree. Grant us gentleness so that we might comfort those who grieve. And creating God, grant us the vision to be the church, even when our doors are shut. We pray this in the blessed name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Sisters and brothers, there is no greater joy than the sure knowledge that our burdens have been lifted. In the love of Jesus Christ, every one of us are forgiven. Amen.
Nanondalisuni namatakanindai. Sa kuna me nasame dunan rogo lima manandua kinono patongo na kinorongo do ye na poko muli muli vichova do masuta na edana do tukuna poli vira na tamata na nona dadaka do servua do ser tagabua na sami do vi tukutukuni taka na nona taka taka mana kidanga do vadadou taka na edana tambu me marau na lomandra era sangare bichoba. Do baka sangare choba, ke nanona koukoua. Do baka na mata tiku nga bua. Do nanuma nanona dhadaka, e viva kurumbu itaki, sa da kaba kukoya. I nanona dhaka dhaka mana, ke ne lewa ni usuna, o i kemundou na kau ye pra ama, nanona tamata. kena kawe te kope, sa ndingi taka kukwe. Karone nonde le suni, sa koto mai na mariu, wase tinga ba.
Our first scripture reading is from Psalm. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wonderful works he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he has uttered. O offspring of his servant Abraham, children of Jacob, his chosen ones.
Mana tiki na rosobuka rua, kina tosobuka tulu, wangwana kina rongo. Asanga ipoka rota sara ko chisu vira nunone tisi peli, merapontoka na wanga, meralute kikoa ki teikandua, mepoka satale ira manda, eni na lebunga kukwaya. Ini sabakatale ira utiani, na lebunga, sa dhambi taundua kukoa kina ulubunua kame masu. Ini sa kapi mai, sa tikundundua nga kina kukwaya. Asanga itiko na lomini waso waso na wanga, asa suwe ngilingele, ena dhangileva. Iani kabani wase, nimbongi, sa lagu biru kuchisu, asa lagu bole nandeli nwai. Eni sa reda, kuwira ntise peli, ni sa lagu bole kukwe nandeli nwai, sa kinroa, sa kaya, sa nduna yalo, ar sa ngongo lou, nira sa rere. Asa bose bira kuchisu, kakaya, dobo dhengu, Koyo nga, do kaku nirere. Asa vosa vikoya kupita, kakaya, turanga. Kebaka asai kemuni, kabibiyo mbo yani vikemuni enandele niwai. Asa kaku koya, lako nga mai. Ini sa sumu mena wangu kupita, sa lako enandele niwai me lako vichisu. Ini sa reda na koko ni dhangi, sanga irere. Ini sa vakatebu melutu ndomu, Sa kadi sara kukoya, na turanga ni bambuli yao. Sa ngendondoka sara na lingana kuchisu, asa taura kakabwa, oiko sa leila inanomu pambuta, o sa baka titinga enabuguni daba. Eneru sa bondo kiwanga, sa ruru na dhangi, ikuira era sa tiku maiwanga, era sa lako maikadhubo bwa kakaya, sa ndine sara, kemuni sa lubi nikalu.
Our second scripture reading is from Matthew 14. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Good morning, sisters and brothers. What a joy to be able to come to you by way of our worship podcast. Again, I cannot enough say how grateful I am to the many people who make this happen. I'm grateful to this community for the abundance of love you shower all around you. But I have a story I'd like to start with today. It's an old preacher story. Some of you may have even heard it. So there were these three clergymen. One was a rabbi, the other a Catholic priest, and, well, you guessed it, the third was a United Methodist pastor. These three were fast friends, and one of the things they loved to do was to go fishing together. Well, one day they were out on the lake in an old rowboat, and it was getting kind of hot. And the rabbi said, "Boy, I'm thirsty. But we left that cooler with the drinks back on land." And the priest said, "Ah, no worries. I'll go get them." He jumps out of the boat, strides across the water, gets the cooler, comes back and gets in the boat. Well, the United Methodist pastor was speechless, but didn't quite know what to say, so he didn't say anything. So they cooled down with their drinks, and after a while, they realized they'd forgotten their sandwiches back on shore, too. So the rabbi quipped, "Well, it's okay, I'll go get them." He hops over the side of the boat, and like the priest before him, walks over to the shore on the water to get the sandwiches. He turns around, comes back, and gets back into the boat. Well, the Methodist pastor is beside himself at this point. He's gasping and squirming, but still can't bring himself to say anything. And then the rabbi snaps his fingers and says, "Darn it, I forgot the potato salad and the desserts." Well, at this point, the Methodist pastor could not contain himself, figuring, well, if they can do it, so can I. So he jumps over the side of the boat and whoosh, he goes down under the water, struggles up, climbs back in the boat and says, "No problem, I got this." He jumps over the side and again, with mighty splash, he goes under. One more time, he climbs into the boat and leaps over. And a third time, he goes under. And as he goes under this third time, the priest turns to the rabbi and says, "Do you think we should tell him where the rocks are?" Now, the hard thing about preaching in this way is that I can't tell if you're laughing at this joke or not. I think I'll go out on a limb and risk the notion that this was at least a little bit funny and go from here. This passage from the Gospel of Matthew that has Jesus walking on the water is famous. In fact, the image has become familiar coinage in the secular world, referring to someone who everyone loves. You know, when I was a teacher, colleagues used to talk about one of the other very popular faculty saying that, "Oh, well, the students all think he walks on water." And it was said, you know, with snarky kind of cynical edge. The power of this story, though, often gets lost in the debate about whether it's literally true or not. Did he or did he not really walk on the water? Well, you probably know we United Methodists allow for some considerable freedom of interpretation and things like this. Remembering John Wesley's words, "If we cannot think alike, we can surely love alike." For me, the historical truth of this or any other biblical story takes a backseat to what it is we're supposed to learn from it. For me, the story is centered not around the magical miracle, but around Peter's fear. I should perhaps come clean here and tell you that I absolutely believe in miracles. I do. I've seen them countless times in my years on the planet. I've seen people die and return to life, literally, in the hospital. I've seen people who have simmered in years of ill will and hatred find a way to healing and relationship. I've been present at many births and also been privileged to be with many people as they transition to the next life. If I just pay attention on my morning walk, miracles cascade around me, in a couple kissing on a park bench, or the dazzling array of flowers and plants I see. Miracles, miracles, my friends, they never stop coming. The real trick for us is not so much believing in miracles in the way that one believes in ghosts and goblins. No, the trick for us is striving to have an open mind and an open heart and an open spirit so we can discern and perceive what God is doing, God's endless shower of miracles. But back to this story. We got this boat thing going on with the disciples there, and like last week, there's what my friends from Maine would call a bit of a blow Well, that is a storm. And as the headwinds are coming up, they suddenly see Jesus coming across the water. And what's their first reaction? Not wonder or awe. Not joy at seeing their master. No, none of these. Their default is terror. They exclaim loudly, "It's a ghost," and they're literally freaking out, and they start wailing and screaming. And Jesus speaks and tries to calm them down, saying, "Hey, all chill out. It's me. Don't be afraid. Be encouraged. Be encouraged." And in spite of his calm words and attempts to get them to see such marvels as a reason for encouragement, they simply don't believe it's him. They don't believe this could possibly be Jesus. So Peter, getting bold, says, "Well, Lord, if this is really you, order me to come to you on the water." So he does, and Peter gets out of the boat and walks on the water toward Jesus. But then there's a gust of wind, and in the wind, Peter forgets the marvel and grabs onto his fear. Friends, fear is heavy, really heavy. And hanging on to it, Peter begins to sink. And as the water closes around him, he shouts out, "Lord, rescue me!" And Jesus grabs him and pulls him up and chides him because he is a man of weak faith. "Why," says Jesus, "did you begin to have doubts?" Now again, I want to say to you that to think Peter began to sink because he didn't believe hard enough is to miss the point. Faith isn't about believing some long list of doctrinal articles and believing them no matter what. Faith is really much more about trust. Faith is more about stepping into the unknown with a certain trust that most of the rest of the world will see as utter foolishness. That's why faith always gets reduced to what you believe or don't believe, because it's easier. But it is truly about trust. Peter started sinking because his trust in the wonder, awe of what was before him got a little shaky. Couldn't trust it. His trust in Jesus, his trust in the powerful and indescribable awe of a creator God started to waver. And friends, when fear grabs you, trust is hard. When fear snakes its cold finger around your open heart, things get rocky, and we all know that rocks sink. So this story is powerful for many reasons, but one key to its power is that we have all been where Peter has been. We, each one of us, have stepped out of the boat and taken a risk in our lives. Am I right? These risks take thousands of shapes, of course. Risks in relationships and employment and new enterprises. Oh, the list is long, and it does involve risk in ministry. I remember teaching my twins how to ride two-wheel bicycle. I'm sure that some of you have had this experience. I was running behind the bicycle, holding on to my son's bike seat, and he was doing great. So I let go of the seat, and off he went. Until, that is, he looked back and saw that I didn't have my hand on the seat anymore. And he suddenly let his fear take him, and he wobbled and shimmied and rode off the bike path into the brush. He kind of felt a little betrayed, and we laughed. And we still tell this story as a family, but the truth is, I wasn't holding him up. My hand was just there on the seat. He was on his own, launching into this adventure of balance and mobility until his fear got him. You know, it wasn't that he didn't believe hard enough. It wasn't that he was doubting. It was that he didn't trust in the adventure he had set out on to learn how to ride a two-wheel bike. So let me ask you today about your trip or trips. I'm sure it's more than one out onto the water. What have you been doing in your life that requires you to shed fear and to trust in what lies ahead? What are you engaged in that challenges you to be bold and assertive in new things? What enterprise in your life also, you know, has been derailed because you let go of that trust and allowed fear to come flowing in. I want to challenge us today to kiss fear goodbye. Jesus is calling us out of the boat and onto the waters of new life and wonder. Jesus is calling us to participate in the miracle of joy and childlike appreciation of things both simple and complex. This worship podcast that we're listening to in this moment, this worship podcast that so many people work so hard each week to make happen, is a miracle, just like that. Now, I wasn't with you as your pastor at the time, but when the pandemic called for us to care for each other in quarantine and lockdown, worship still needed to happen, didn't it? And with remarkable leadership, so many people stepped into the stormy waters of developing this podcast. Pastor Eric recorded sermons. Rod Bickmore, God bless him, spent hundreds of hours stitching together recording of scripture, of prayer, of beautiful music and preaching, and voila! The miracle happened. Here we are, worshiping in a way we not only hadn't thought possible, we hadn't even imagined it before. And more than that, I need you to hear that this podcast is growing our church. Last Sunday, friends, there were 134 people soaking in the experience of worship. Now, think before the pandemic. When was the last time we had that many people in church? And 9 of them were listening from France. So I know that you can't hear each other, but let's just take a minute and say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are blessed and we are on an adventure walking out on the water together. The miracle, friends, is in the trust the amazing volunteers who do this have shown in God's love and in our dynamic flexibility and capacity to worship in a new way. No one's sinking beneath the waves today. So, if I could leave you with one call, one hope today, it would be that together and as individuals, we would grow in our understanding of faith. I want to encourage you. I want to even dare you to take a step out onto the water, to get out of the boat of believing that this or that article of religion is true or not true, that this or that passage of scripture is true or not true. Instead, through the amazing biblical scriptural stories such as this one, that we together learn to trust in God. That we learn to trust the powerful adventure of life that God lays out before us. That we learn, sisters and brothers, to trust one another in ever deeper ways and more powerful ways, as we seek to follow the way of Jesus. Well, we're going to keep moving with this podcast, even as we expand the ways we connect and plan for that day that we might be able to hold in-person worship. And we're going to build on the trust these leaders have shown us. What witnesses? What witnesses? So let us invite others to download, check in on our community members, reach out in love and trust in God and in one another. And never forget, my friends, that the miracles keep coming like a steady rain. The only way we'll miss them is if we put up the umbrella of fear. So let's reach for a deeper trust. Let's open our hearts to new possibilities. Whatever the enterprise that you're undertaking in your own life, in our life as a church, my prayer is that you do it, that we do it, with joy and wonder in an irrepressible optimism as we each and all step out onto the water with Jesus. Amen. Sisters and brothers, I'd like us to come together for our pastoral prayer now, and I would like to ask you to feel free to please email me your prayer concerns so that I can take them into my prayer life, and that in this prayer time each week we can share them. My email is Skylar Rhodes, that's my name, SkylarRhodes at me.com. And if you email those, I will add them to my daily prayer discipline, and then we can pray them together in this moment. Let us pray. Holy God, we come together blessed beyond measure as we see Jesus coming to us through the storm. We are blessed beyond measure for the abundant gift of love you give us through our families, our friends, our loved ones, through this Christian community. We are blessed beyond measure that we have a place to live, that we have a bed to sleep on, that we have enough to eat. God, we are blessed beyond measure that you have called us together to be your people. And even as we receive the manifold blessings you give us, God, it is true that there are those among us who struggle. God, we struggle with so many things where we are frail and human. We struggle in our relationships. We struggle in our perceptions and how we see the world. And so we pray for healing in relationships and for clarity of vision. We wrestle too, God, with what it means to live together faithfully and safely in this time of pandemic. And so we ask that you pour out on us a sense of wisdom that we might behave wisely and keep each other safe, that we might come together to do what is right. God, there are many ways and many needs we have. We ask for those, for healing for those who are ill. We ask for comfort for those who are isolated and alone, and that we might find the means to reach out in healing and love. God, we pray too for the life of this church, that though we are in the midst of a new reality, that you show us that we can grow in faith, in numbers, and in ministry. Give us power. Pour out your spirit that we might together care for one another, have each other's back, and teach us always, God, always to be kind to one another, to think before we speak, to reach out in love, to enter each new day in the hope and the power of the resurrection. We pray this, we ask this, in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now we look forward to hearing the Lord's Prayer in both Fijian and English.
Tamagi mami melo malangi, me bororo otaki ne damuni, me adumai na numuni matintu, me dhagalalo mamuni e urubura, me bakasada melo malangi. Ni sule me piki mame ni singongo na kakana erotiki mami. Ni mokoda ni ne mami palvalda. Me baka ki mami sa mokodo ti nononra erasai palvalda ve ki mami. Ni kaku ni koti ki mami gine vere. Ka vambule ki mami mene da. Ni sa anomuni na matintu. Kena kaukaua. Kena langilangi. Sagani mundu. Amen.
The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Friends, this is a time in worship when we invite you to give generously to the life of your church. You have heard me say, both in sermon and in other venues, the church doors may be closed, but the ministry of Jesus Christ goes on stronger than ever. And we need your support as we work worldwide as the United Methodist Church to bring healing and hope, as we seek here to reach out to our community and to those in Petaluma who need us. We ask that you give what you can. We know that some of us have been impacted by the situation, the pandemic, financially, and we understand that. And we know others' situation is the same, and we encourage giving to continue as much as you can. And we know you know that we use this all for the good work of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your generosity. You can give by sending a check to the church or dropping it by. We have online donation, and you can learn how to do that on our website. Through all of it, we know that we only return what God has given us in the first place. Let us pray. Holy God, we give you thanks for the many gifts you give us. We return our tithes now to the work of your church, and we ask that you bless our giving and that you bless our work together through the wonderful love that we share in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, we have had the privilege and the power and the joy of being together on this new way of worship. As we step away from this now, may we do so with a sense of hope and healing, with an unspeakable optimism that comes from the joy of knowing Jesus through one another. May you receive the blessing of God, the Creator, the Word, and the Holy Spirit in this day and in the days to come. Amen.